Our next storyteller comes from Whitehall High School, class of 2003. Diane Caraggio moved to Baltimore from Philadelphia 3 years ago. She came here to pursue a master's degree at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Diane now works for that very same institution, managing health communication campaigns in Southeast Asia. She says when she's not saving the world, she teaches fitness classes and loves being a mommy to her new dog, Sherman. Please welcome Diane Caraggio.
I was in 10th grade, and I was on the field hockey team. And I think I only made the team because I could run forever. And I had no skills. So that team, it was like being in a sorority, really. We used to play pranks on the other teams, and so when we would visit another school, we would do things like steal their sticks, we would deface signs, nothing really serious. One day we were visiting Salisbury High School. I know there's one in Maryland, right? Right. They let us use their locker room. They had a men's locker room that they weren't using, so they said, you know, you guys can change here. So we were changing, getting all psyched up, and the team captain found a closet, an equipment closet in the back corner of the locker room. And she says, guys, come here. I know what prank we're gonna do today. And she's like, I found a bunch of jerseys. So in the closet, there's a box full of jerseys, and they're really nice jerseys. They have a collar, and they've got little field hockey sticks embroidered here. And on the back, they have our numbers. So we're like, oh, we should really find our number and steal it. And Lizzie, the team captain, she dared us, so we had to do it, because she was the coolest girl on the team. So we get in this little line, and we're ready to find our jersey. So we rummage through this pile, and we each find our number. And my number was 7. So we got these jerseys, and we were like, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to tell my friends. So we shove these jerseys into our bags, and we go and we play the game. And we lost miserably. It was terrible. So later that week, one of our teammates, I wouldn't say she was the brightest bulb in the box, she wore her jersey to school. So in the meantime, we got a call from the Salisbury High School coach, and she's like, hey, you know, we're missing a lot of jerseys here, and you guys were the last team here. Do you know anything about that? And of course, our coach was like, no, my girls would never do something like that. So she wears our teammate wears this jersey to school, and the coach, who also happened to be a teacher, saw her jersey, and it says Salisbury High School above those cute little embroidered field hockey sticks. And she says, where did you get that? And of course, she immediately confesses. So they send her down to the principal's office, and within an hour, the entire team is down in the principal's office. And I wasn't one of the first ones to get there, so by the time I got there, everybody was crying. It was like being at a Backstreet Boys concert. I didn't go to high school that long ago, okay? So everybody's crying, and the principal comes out and says, everybody's suspended for 3 days. Out of school suspension. So at our school, out of school suspension was reserved for the really bad kids. And if you were only kind of bad, you had in school suspension where you had to sit and do homework. But this was the real deal. So I knew that I was in big trouble when I got home. So I get home and I'm mega grounded. And my dad gives me this lecture because he doesn't yell, he just makes you feel like he's really disappointed in you. And he gives me this lecture about how stealing is wrong, and it's one of the Ten Commandments. And so as part of my punishment, I have to go to work with my mom all 3 days. And it's only appropriate that my mom worked at a church. She worked in a rectory, okay? So for 3 days, I folded bulletins and I stuffed envelopes, and I lost track of my paper cuts. And it was really quiet in there. It was boring. We didn't play any music. And it was terrible. So on the third day, my mom says, why don't we go out for lunch? So I'm like, sure, this isn't so bad. So we go out for lunch. We go to like TGI Fridays or something. And we get there, and we run into one of our family friends. His name is Dean. And he's just kind of waiting outside. And he looks like he's there by himself, but I thought maybe he's there meeting someone. So the hostess comes out and says, how many? My mom says, 3. So I'm like, okay. So we go in, we sit down, and my mom sits on the same side of the booth. I thought that was really weird. So of course Dean wants to know why I'm suspended. So I tell the story. It's a really good story. He thinks it's funny. Aha, this will be a great story like a couple years from now. So, you know, we're talking, and I'm thinking this suspension thing is great. So then at some time during lunch, I see my mom put her hand on Dean's hand. And I was like, what the heck? And I had one of those moments where you're like in your own bubble, you know, you don't hear anything around you, and all of a sudden I'm really aware of the light overhead, and it's hot. And I didn't really hear much after that, and I'm thinking to myself, is she having an affair with this guy? So we go home, and we're in the car, in my mom's midlife crisis car, which was a black Mitsubishi Eclipse. It was really cool at the time. And it's stick shift, of course. So we're driving home, and she's driving, and she turns to me, and she says, you know, Diane, we don't have to tell your father about this. And I knew, then I knew that they were having an affair. So this was a really big moment, right? But it was a big moment for a lot of reasons. You know, I'm thinking, why did she bring me here? And I'm thinking, do my brother and sister know about this? And I went back to school feeling like I learned a lot while I was suspended, and I knew more than the other girls, you know? Like, I felt like I had grown up or something. It was only 3 days. But more importantly, this was the beginning of an eternally difficult relationship with my mother. And she later married that family friend. And this is when I realized that my parents are human and they make mistakes and they're not always right.
Diane Caraggio.